compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature. George Eliot, the pen name of Mary Ann Evans, was born on November 22, 1819, at South Farm on the Aubrey Estate in Warwickshire, England. She grew up to be one of the most esteemed novelists of the 19th century. Renowned for her psychological insight, detailed characterizations, and exploration of social and ethical issues. Her greatest works, including Middlemarch, The Mill and the Floss, and Silas Marner, have left a lasting impact on literature. Mary Ann was the youngest child of Robert Evans and Christiana Pearson Evans. Her father, a land agent, managed estates for the wealthy Newdigate family, providing the family with a comfortable yet modest living. From a young age, Mary Ann displayed intellectual curiosity and indeed even brilliance. Her father recognized her potential and provided her with the kind of education that was unusual for girls at the time. She attended several schools, including Mrs. Wallington's school in Nuneaton and Miss Franklin's school in Coventry, where she excelled in languages and literature. Following her mother's death in 1836, Mary Ann returned home to care for her father. Despite the limited educational opportunities for women, she continued her studies independently, reading extensively and engaging in self-directed learning. Her early years were deeply influenced by evangelical Christianity, which she later rejected. This period of religious questioning marked the beginning of her intellectual transformation. In 1841, the Evans family moved to Coventry, where Mary Ann became involved with a circle of freethinkers and intellectuals, including Charles and Cara Bray. The Brays were progressive thinkers, and their influence, along with the broader intellectual community in Coventry, significantly shaped her evolving views on religion, philosophy, and literature. She began to move away from her evangelical roots, embracing a more humanistic and critical approach to life and thought. Mary Ann's first significant literary efforts were translations of important works of theology and philosophy. In 1846, she published a translation of David Strauss's Life of Jesus, a critical analysis of the Gospels that challenged traditional Christian beliefs. This was followed by her translation of The Essence of Christianity in 1854, which further established her as an intellectual force. In 1851, following her father's death, Mary Ann moved to London, seeking greater intellectual and professional opportunities. She became an assistant editor at the Westminster Review, a leading liberal journal, where she worked alongside prominent thinkers and writers. It was in London that she met George Henry Lewes, a philosopher, critic, and writer. Despite Lewes being married, he and Mary Ann formed a deep and lasting partnership.